This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The first U.S. presidential debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump has sparked many reactions. Abbott Hayford is from Oregon.
Right now, we are watching an unprecedented presidential debate, and then probably going to go back to the hotel room and either cry or just go to sleep after watching this.
Hope Tsai is a first-time voter from Michigan.
I felt like the debate was really chaotic in the sense that they never answered the question. So my views didn't really change other than, like, being really frustrated with the whole thing.
Matthew Hill doesn't want either Biden or Trump at the helm. He supports Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a third-party candidate.
At the end of the day, the system is designed for you to vote your conscience, vote for who you want. And if what you want isn't being presented yet in the mainstream, then maybe we should have an alternative.
The next presidential debate isn't until September. Iranians vote Friday to replace their former president killed in a helicopter crash, but apathy remains high this election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei cast his ballot in Tehran, saying people turn out with enthusiasm and in a high number of voters. This is a definite need for the Islamic Republic. A voter identified just as Tusi tells the AP he wants someone who's not focused on the West, but on domestic capacities, on our youth. Public apathy has become pervasive in the Islamic Republic after years of economic woes, mass protests and regional tensions. Given the record low turnout in recent elections, it remains unclear just how many Iranians will take part in Friday's poll. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is